Good morning and welcome. Thank you for worshiping with us at Trinity Night Church here in Summerside. I'm the Reverend Rachel Campbell and I'm the minister here. And today, be it in person or online or sermon by phone or podcast, thank you for worshiping with us. We have a full morning ahead, a wonderful morning to be able to celebrate together. And yesterday we had a celebration of life service here for the Reverend Ian McDonald. And you'll notice the flowers that are up here in memory of him. And we thank the family and we continue to hold them in prayer during this time. We also, besides journeying with people whenever they're going through struggles or concerns or mourning, we also celebrate birthdays. And we have a lot. So we do have a lot of birthdays. Today we actually have a birthday boy in the house, December the 14th today, 93 years young, Brad Clark, right there. Brad says to me last week, now I'm going to be in church on Sunday, Reverend Rachel, but by Tuesday I'm going on a cruise. When I grow up, Brad, I want to be you. On December the 17th, and I had a lovely visit with her, turning 92, Beryl Zarvi. So she's watching. Happy birthday, Beryl, 92. Also, not quite 92, but definitely a pivotal time, a good year, turning 50 on December the 17th, Kathy in our choir. I love that. then on December the 18th, and she gave me quite the scowl when I said, happy birthday coming up, but she's a sweetheart and so quiet. Betty Miles, one of our Trinity Elves, 83. She does so much work for the church. Now, she's not in the sanctuary right now because she's actually getting ready for the pageant, but Rain turns 4, and she's going to be coming up for the pageant. On December the 12th, she turned 4, and I remember last year when I'd asked her how old she is, she went, 3. And so anyways, today she was 4. So wonderful. Any other birthdays? Did I miss any birthdays? Let us sing. Oh, happy birthday. Now, when is your birthday? Oh, wonderful. Happy birthday. I appreciate your honesty. I like that, so I don't have to embarrass you next week. All right, let us sing together then. Happy birthday, dear friends.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Now, there is also a couple of celebrations I want to lift up. Somebody who is learning all the tech skills in our booth is Everett. And Everett just got great news that he's been accepted into the Holland College Computer Technology Program. There he is! Congratulations, Everett! Mom and Dad, you see how shocked he is? That the minister knows that? I love that. And Xander, now again, Xander is out in the, right now is out getting ready for the pageant, but in football, your Xander, right, has got the award Best Offensive Player in football. That is awesome. Congratulations. That is awesome. Now there is one more acknowledgement of congratulations and just appreciation. Can we show that picture up there, Gwen? And I got a little note from Sharon about this. So yesterday, and this is actually just everybody preparing everything for an amazing Feed My Sheep Christmas program, a breakfast. I had one person, first time there, say to me they couldn't believe the quality of the breakfast. They thought they were sitting down at this amazing restaurant. They were just first time there. They said, I really expected burnt toast. And they said they could not imagine the quality of the breakfast. So this is a little note from Sharon. This is a photo of the setup for the Feed My Sheep Christmas party, and sent it with hope that we convey our thanks to the congregation for the tremendous response to our request for gifts for our friends who come to the breakfast. We have 6 or 7 tables holding gifts that can be picked up to gift to a friend or a family member. Also included was a wrapping station and a table where they can write Christmas cards. Each friend arriving for the breakfast will receive a pre-stuffed stocking, which they all did, and they can choose anything else from the table that they wish for themselves or family or friends. Thank you, congregation. You have come through once again. Amen and hallelujah. Today is with deepest gratitude and respect that Trinity United Church Summerside gathers and worships on unceded Mi'kmaq territory. Abiquit, Prince Edward Island is covered by historic treaties of peace and friendship. Let us prepare ourselves for worship. The hope candle reminds us of all the ways that creation sings of God's hope for the world. The peace candle reminds us of how we can build God's dream of peace. And today, we focus on joy. What do you think might be in the box marked joy? What would you put in this box? What reminds you of joy? Where would you like to share the gift of joy? As we ponder those questions, today I hold a delicate egg. Maybe joy is like a little egg that forces us to be in the world differently. A little egg that is full of surprises. And lastly, today, we light the candle of joy. From the candle of hope, the candle of peace, we light a candle that traditionally we light on the third week of Advent. It is the pink candle. God's gift of joy in a world full of brokenness. Please join me in the liturgy for the candle lighting. May the gift of this candle's infectious flame remind us of God's gift of joy. Amen. Join me in the call to worship. Praise be to God. Praise be to God.
Who is watching over the strangers and upholding the downtrodden.
Praise be to God. Praise be to God.
Praise be to God.
Thank you. And let us once again join our voices in the prayer of confession. Let us pray. Beloved Savior, forgive us when we fail to be patient like the farmer who waits for the precious crop from the earth. Forgive us when our hearts weaken. Forgive us when we grumble against one another and against you. Remind us of James' teachings to be patient, to strengthen our hearts, to not grumble, and to remember the lives of the prophets and saints who came before us. Modern-day saints and prophets, take courage, for the coming of Christ is near. As a Christian family, let us join our voices in the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please join me in our Psalm 146. You'll find it in Voices United 868 and also on the screen. I live, I will praise God. Put not your trust in princes, nor in any mortal, for in them there is no help. Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob. The one who keeps faith forever.
He gives justice to the oppressed. He gives food to the hungry.
God sets prisoners free, restores sight to the blind. God cares for the stranger in the land and sustains the widow and orphan. God shall reign forever, O Zion.
Thank you.
A long time ago, there lived a young woman named Mary. She was engaged to a man named Joseph. One day, the angel Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was perplexed. The angel said, "Do not be afraid. You will bear a son and name him Jesus." Mary asked, "How can this be?" And the angel told her, "Nothing will be impossible with God." Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be according to your word." And the angels departed.
Hello there, Hollies. How is everyone today?
Good morning, Pastor. We're doing well, thank you. A little tired, of course.
I'm glad to see you here. And how are you today, Anna Bessie?
Pretty good. We had locusts and honey today at Sunday school. Our teacher always has snacks.
You do not eat locust dip, pretzels dipped in honey.
That sounds good. I wanted to ask you something. We need a baby to play baby Jesus in the Christmas program, and I thought of baby Ben. Would you consider being the Holy Family? You would play the parts of Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus. Claire and Anna Bessie, you could have parts too. We have a couple of rehearsals and we'd provide the costumes.
But we just joined the church. Are you sure you want us to play the Holy Family?
What's my costume?
Does that mean everybody would be looking at us?
Could we talk about it and get back to you?
Of course, of course. Just let me know what you decide.
Okay.
Have a wonderful week, everyone.
See you later, alligator.
In those days, an official order was made that all people should be counted, so everyone had to return to the place where their family was from. Joseph's family descended from King David, so they would travel to Bethlehem. Joseph and Mary set out on their long journey. Mary was pregnant and expecting the baby soon. The trip was long and hard as they made their way to Bethlehem, and when they were there, it was time for Mary to give birth to her firstborn son.
Setting the table, you two.
Did everybody get something to drink? It's chocolate milk night.
I love chocolate milk.
Me too.
didn't you get some prayers from Sunday school? Could you lead the prayer?
Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. Let these gifts to let us be blessed.
Amen.
Why does that prayer tell Jesus to come and be our guest?
Jesus is coming over?
Not exactly. What the prayer means is that we're getting ready to celebrate Christmas, when Jesus came to earth to be with us.
Jesus is coming over to be with us?
Well, you see, Jesus was born a long time ago, but we still celebrate his birthday every year.
Why do I get presents for Jesus' birthday?
Well, presents help us celebrate Jesus' birthday, and God gave us the gift of Jesus, so at Christmas, we remember that God loved the world so much that God sent Jesus as a baby, a real baby like our baby. Jesus is God's son who taught us about love, and...
Are we going to be in the Christmas play? Can I be an angel? I like angels.
I want to be a shepherd. They carry big sticks.
I suppose we should let the pastor know we'll be the Holy Family.
I suppose so.
There were shepherds in the fields keeping watch over their flocks by night. The angels of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were incredibly scared.
Listen up, everybody. Come on, get in your places. The Holy Family is here. The Holy Family is here. I will show you your places in a minute. We need to get everybody settled down first.
I didn't know there'd be so many people here.
You can watch to see what the other shepherds are doing.
Shepherds, are you ready for the angels to enter and dazzle you?
Rightio, we got our sheep and are ready to quake in our boots. Or sandals, I guess.
Angels, you enter from this side. Shepherds, you see the angels and kneel in fear. Angels, don't forget your line. I mean, why do angels in the Bible tell people to not be afraid of them when they show up? It's not at all scary for a glowing winged messenger of God to appear in front of you out of nowhere.
We got it. We can.
It's not hard to scare this bunch of scruffy shepherds.
You're with us now, kid.
Great. Great. Quiet on the set and action.
Hey, shepherds. Yeah, you shepherds. Wake up.
What's going on? Are we under attack?
Do not be afraid. We're angels. We're here to bring you good news.
This day in Bethlehem, a baby has been born, who is the Savior Christ the Lord. Here's how you find him. He's lying in a manger. You know where the cows eat. He's not at all where you think he'd be. That's where he is, apparently.
Time to sing. Nice singing.
Thanks.
The angels left the shepherds and returned to heaven. The shepherds said to each other, "Let's go now to Bethlehem."
Cut. Great work. Angels and shepherds, now your costumes need some touch-ups. So work on that while we get the Holy Family into Bethlehem. The Holy Family is here. Let's get you on stage in the scene with the innkeeper. Hey, innkeeper, are you ready?
Yeah, sure. I guess so. Yes.
Now, imagine you are just arriving in Bethlehem to be a part of the census. You're exhausted and have been asking everywhere to find a place. This inn is your last option. When you talk to the innkeeper, make it obvious that you're really about to have a baby. You know, put your hand on your back and waddle a little. That's what my mom did when she was going to have my little brother. Here.
I suppose you're not born yet.
I'll take care of this kid till it's time.
What do you want?
Well, you see, we need a place to stay. We've just arrived.
I can see that. Listen, every place is full around here. You are literally the last one to show up. We don't have any more rooms. I mean, people are sleeping in every nook and cranny of this building. Not even a free corner. I got nothing.
But I'm about to have this baby. We need somewhere to stay. Please, please, can you help us?
Well, I do have a stable. It's not really what you're looking for, but we just swept it and added some fresh hay. My animals are very well behaved.
Well, thank you. You're so kind.
Let me show you where to go.
Cut. Outstanding work. The Holy Family, everyone, get your costumes on for the final scene. Choir, sing us a song.
Thank you.
The time came for Mary to give birth to Jesus. She wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in the manger. The shepherds found the Holy Family resting in the warmth of the little stable. They saw the baby that the angels had told them about. The Holy Family is here.
That's our baby.
I know.
Cool.
I know, he's so cute.
That's our baby.
Yes.
But baby Jesus, that is our baby. Jesus is our baby, all of us.
You're right. Jesus is for all of us.
The Holy Family is here. On this night, we celebrate the birth of the Christ child. We imagine how it might have been all those years ago for this baby to enter the world as a poor stranger away from home. The shepherds and the angels welcomed him with praise and adoration. We welcome Jesus with love and joy. For in this moment, God comes to share with us the gift of love, the gift of peace, the incarnation of the Word. Jesus came to the earth to be with us, to lead us, and to love us. And it all started this night in a stable. The Holy Family is here.
When through the olive tree softly did blow, round little Bethlehem long, long ago. Steep on the hillside lay whiter than snow. Shepherds were watching them long, long ago. When from the starry skies angels below, singing their songs of joy long, long ago. For in a manger bed long, long ago, Christ came to Bethlehem. Long, long ago.
Well done, well done, well done. Oh, for those who are able, please stand. Let's give them an applause. Well done, well done. Everyone have a seat, stay out with us. Wonderful. Wonderful.
I don't think we could find a more perfect Sunday than to celebrate what we just saw than on a Sunday where we represent joy. I saw all your faces, and with joy-filled faces. The time, the talent, the offering of time and talent for all those in the junior church program, for all the parents, all those who supported the children and youth in order to do this, this is an offering. This is exactly that example of time, talent, and treasure. And today, as the offering plate, another symbol of our time and talent and treasure comes forward with Bill. Again, I am going to ask you, for those who are able to please rise, let us offer a blessing and prayer over the offering today. Please join me in prayer and let us pray. Loving God, we are thankful for the opportunity to give freely. We give great thanks. For the privilege to worship openly, we give great thanks. For the blessings that we have received, we give thanks. Accept these offerings, God, with our thanks and with our love. Amen. Join me in prayer and let us pray. Gracious God, may we remember your love and embrace your forgiveness and hold fast to your hope, your peace, and your joy. Allow us to recognize the needs of all peoples of the earth, especially those who suffer loss due to injustice. May they have the hope of healing. Give us the strength to ask for respite when we need it, to pause and to recharge and to claim that time freely. Loving God, be with those in this community and around the world who are weighed down with the loss of a loved one. May they be embraced with your love and healing grace. Allow us to see when we need to reach out and when we need to support all in our communities. Give us your wisdom to know when to act and how to respond. We pray your love shines through each of us. Creator God, help us to see beyond this moment and to embrace the wider perspectives of your whole creation. Deliver us from hatred, from cruelty and revenge, and lead us into a way of love and justice that makes room for all of creation. We pray that the whole world can walk in this way, a way of truth and life, love and hope. Let us pause now and pray for those who are on our hearts and minds today. Loving God, you wrap us with your presence. We are never alone. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Thank you to all those who are part of the service today. Just a reminder that after worship, all are welcome to go into the Strong Memorial Auditorium just through these doors. There'll be soup and a roll event, and also some of the jars with the goodies all in them for sale from the Faith in Action team. Go now magnifying the Lord and rejoicing in God our Savior, who has done and will continue to do great things. Receive God's blessings, feel God's favor, and share it with all those we meet along the way. Amen and hallelujah. Wait, I think I hear something. Do you hear something? Santa! Welcome, Santa! Welcome! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Let us sing Santa for Santa. Let us sing.